of all, can everybody hear me? Okay, first of all, I have to say that I am the self-appointed president of the Leah Horowitz Fan Club. And I encourage everybody who's in my situation to take advantage of what DeCarin has to offer. From their caregivers course, in which a delicious catered supper was served to us, to the support groups that I go to every other week, to the phone calls that I give her when I'm in panic mode. It's really an unbelievable organization. My talk tonight is entitled A Halachic and Hashkafic Look at Family Caregiving. Now, this past Shabbos, we benched for Shchaydash, and in it we say, Yehi Ratzayim Mofanecha, Shetachadesh Aleinu Esachaydash Hazeh, Lataiva V'Livracha. And I started thinking, you know, I was trying to have Kavana while I daven, and I was thinking, Chayam Aruchim, a long life? Do I want my mother to live a long life? How many more years of suffering does she need to go through as this disease keeps advancing? How much more stress is my father going to be able to take? Chaim shel shalom? Peace? Sometimes the situation in the house is unbearable depending on the day, the hour, the minute, and who's around her. There's no peace. Chaim shel bracha? Is this a life of bracha, a life of blessing? Chaim shel parnasa, where my parents live, they don't have pool trusts and spousal refusal to get on Medicaid. You don't want to know what the surmounting cost of my mother's care is. Chaim shel aisha v'chavod, what kind of richness and respect does my mother have, even though we work as hard as we can to retain her dignity? Chaim she'ein b'hem busha. My mother, for those of you, and there are some out there that have known my mother in her heyday, I see people nodding their heads. My mother had elegance that surpassed Princess Diana or even Audrey Hepburn. My mother was the queen's queen. And what she left, she can't even match a skirt to a blouse or not eat out of a serving dish. These thoughts and many more were running through my head. When my mother was first diagnosed, I had a flashback of myself as a little girl. Seeing my mother sitting in the family room doing a crossword puzzle. And I asked her, I said, Mommy, what are you doing? And she laughed. She said, I'm keeping my brain sharp so that I don't get Alzheimer's in my old age. Well, she didn't get it in her old age. My mother was relatively young. She was probably only in her mid-60s when it all started. She did her due diligence, her hishtadlus, and yet she got this dreaded disease anyway. Sometimes I have flashes of anger, feelings of frustration, sadness at the unfairness of it all. And I used to be ashamed of these feelings. I felt guilty and I didn't dare share them with anyone. But slowly I came to realize, just like I have complete bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he's kulo tov, and that he knows how to run his world, at the same time, I can be allowed my feelings because I also have full faith in the fact that Hashem can accept my moments of pain for what they are. A daughter who mourns her mother that she knew and yet cannot go through an avelos process yet. My mother is living with the Alzheimer's she fought so hard to avoid, and my father, as I knew him, has had to change his entire world to accommodate that, take on a role that he never asked for, and is living with his wife of 50 years come this Pesach, who is no longer the woman he married. The Vilna Gaon, in his Sefer, Evan Shlema, writes that our entire purpose in life is to perfect our midos. That is why Hashem created us. Every mitzvah we fulfill, every nisayon in life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us, is to help us achieve this lofty goal. There is nothing that challenges this more than being a family caregiver of somebody with dementia. What we are living through with my mother's illness has changed every member of our family in a myriad of ways. We Engelsons, although we are Pilishers, we're very structured and we're almost yekish by nature. We have had to learn to relinquish control, as my mother always told me, Rifkala, bend like a willow, don't be an oak. And we have had to learn to roll with the punches. When you live with AD in the house, Alzheimer's disease, you learn to let go. If my mother doesn't want to take her medicine, we have to find a different way, which isn't always easy, because there are specific times that she must take this medicine, and there are specific methods and ways in which she needs to take the medicine. We have to get inventive and creative in approaches, and no 2 days are the same. It all depends on my mother, that given minute or even second. Sometimes to get my mother to take the pills or to go out to the doctor, one of those things that we had to learn to do is to fibulate, tell my mother untruths. I grew up in a family where even a white lie or stretching the truth was an anathema to us. Alzheimer's frequently involves therapeutic lying, but this is a very serious halachic shaila. Lying is contrary to Torah-based behavior. My father is very blessed to have a Rav who is not only versed in halacha, but has also mastered what they call the fifth chelik of the Shulchan Aruch. It's known as common sense. For Alzheimer's, a rabbi has to be able to discern the different behaviors and even anticipate the future stages and behaviors that may develop. My father was told that under certain scenarios, TL, or therapeutic lying, is permitted. We should feel distressed, and we should not be comfortable with the idea of lying, but that should not prevent us from doing what is necessary for our loved one. We are a family of survivors. We are independent to a fault. We are more private by nature. The old me would have never stood up here and shared my feelings with you like this. And my father is especially private. We have learned to ask for help when we need it from family and friends. My father has even asked me for help when he has never done that in the past. We go to support groups. I schlep to Zikar on every other Sunday, and in the summer I schlep to the every other Tuesday group as well. And yes, I can stand up here and tell you that it is fully worth the schlep. We both agree, my father and I, that this is our lifeline. We have learned to open up and understand, no matter how much that it is a frightening and lonely road. Friends can't possibly understand it, no matter how much they think they do, or no matter how much they may want to. As the expression goes, you need to walk in someone's shoes, or it takes one to know one. My support group friends may be Hasidish, Lubavitch, Svardi, but for this Queen's Kalta Litvak, I have never felt a bigger sense of belonging. They are my support and have become my very good friends. My father had to go out of his comfort zone and get used to living with a strange woman in the house. He couldn't survive without a caregiver, but it's not easy. He has sacrificed his privacy. It also involves a lot of halachic issues, too many to count. My father now has to be mashkiach of the food, when I don't recall him ever stepping foot in the kitchen before. There are issues of yichud, and with each stage of the disease, the shaila changes based on my mother's range of das, knowledge of what is going on around her, and whether she has recognition of people, which can change day by day, hour by hour, and even minute by minute. For now, the situation is okay. It helps that my father's house has a huge front window people can look in, as well as the fact that my sister stops by unannounced at all times of the day. As the disease advances, and when my mother stops recognizing people, the shaila will have to be revisited, and my father may need to move out of his house. I, personally, and my sister have had to work very, very hard on Kibbutz Horim. I asked Rabbi Welcher many, many shilas pertaining to my interaction with my father, as well as the physical care of my mother, since often when I go, the caregiver happens to be on vacation for a holiday. I also have taken it upon myself to learn Rabbi Samet's Sefer on Hilchos Kibbutz Avayim weekly, and I was astounded at the amount of things that I was unaware of in spite of my Beis Yaakov education. I feel it is a huge schus that I am able and was given the opportunity to work on this important mitzvah now, while before it probably never would have dawned on me to do all I am doing had my mother not gotten Alzheimer's disease. There is no straightforward answer as to the halachic designation of an AD person. Sometimes in halacha they're considered a head yot, sometimes a shote, and sometimes they're considered perfectly normal like you and I. It all depends on any given moment. The only thing I am sure about is that eventually the person will have no das, and all that follows from that. Although my mother at this advanced stage has no chiyuvim of mitzvahs, my father still makes sure to buy her Chalav Yisrael, because this is something my mother took upon herself over 30 years ago. It is very expensive where they live, and it is not always readily available. But it is just one of the many ways my father honors my mother and what she would have wanted. If she's amenable, we have her wash for mitzi with us, and we say brachos out loud with her, and we bench out loud. Although we didn't make her fast on Yom Kippur, and we told the caregiver to let her take whatever food she wanted if she asked for it, but not to offer her anything, somehow my mother sensed it was Yom Kippur. We were astounded. And although my father was in shul for the entire day, and my sister, because of her little ones, was only able to come over for an hour, my mother fasted the entire thing. She doesn't remember how to bench lift, but after I say the brachos, she sometimes says the most hartzige tefillahs about us children and herself in Yiddish, which was her mama lashon. And I get a tiny glimpse into how she must have davened after she bench lift when I was a little girl, all about us children and what she wants for us, all about herself, all about her husband. Shabbos is the hardest time to occupy my mother with activities and to keep down her agitation and anxiety. We were told that if she needs videos to calm her anxiety, the caregiver is allowed to show them to her. So my father asked the Rav, what about Zilzul Shabbos, the fact that it is not a Shabbostic activity? The Rav's response to my father was, and I quote, would you be upset if the nurse used some electrical machinery in the hospital? Of course not. Well, said the rabbi, the home where the AD person lives is not a home anymore. It is a hospital, and the caregiver is like the nurse. It is something my father has had to get used to. A home with an Alzheimer's patient is not a normal life environment. You are always living in a hospital. Baruch Hashem, we have not had the situation where we've had to show my mother videos on Shabbos. But this is just one of the many examples of how we have to think ahead and how AD has changed our home, what should have been our sanctuary. We have bars in the bathroom. Our front and back doors and side doors look like Fort Knox with the amount of different locks that we have for my mother not to escape, and we have bars on the windows. We are currently up to ordering a wheelchair because my mother sometimes forgets how to walk. And at times she forgets and has difficulty swallowing. Yes, we have Hatzalah on speed dial and have needed them on a few occasions. Whereas I have always had a much closer relationship with my mother, my father and I are now closer than ever. I stand in awe of my father and all he has accomplished these past few years. How he went from a typical European husband being taken care of completely by my mother to being the complete caregiver and taking unbelievable care of my mother. And in turn, my father has told me how proud he is of me and all I have accomplished in educating myself about dementia, being an activist to spread awareness in the firm community, and he values and asks my opinion on matters pertaining to my mother's care. We have all evolved and become closer than ever. Whereas before I viewed my mother as the glue that kept my family together, I think she would be proud at how instead of this discussion being divisive, which happens unfortunately in many, many families, we have learned to communicate and collaborate, sometimes better, sometimes worse, but we always manage to overcome our differences for the well-being of my mother, and my siblings and I try to succeed at Kibbutz Av in the process. All my mother's life, she wanted us to be Ovdei Hashem. That was all she wanted of us. And she worked very hard to raise us in Portland, Oregon, where there was no frum community as a sense of support in that goal. Now she has no intellectual or any abilities really to continue on with her life's goal. But I can't help thinking that the Eibishter gave her this unique role of having Alzheimer's to gift us with the opportunity to perfect ourselves and our midos. And in this way, she is teaching us to fulfill what the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, called our tafkid in life. Although I daven that Mashiach comes bekarov so that my mother can have a refuah shelema, and I don't wish this disease on anybody or his family, I value the gift that Hashem has given us and the fact that my mother is his shaliach. And I am blessed and extremely grateful to have found Leah Horowitz and Zikaron, who are literally there for me day and night, in crisis and in laughter. I encourage you, all of you, to call Zikaron and see how Leah can help you. Thank you.